Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he was brought out of all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, one who is, was, and yes, is still to come. Amen. Listen closely. What are your thoughts about bragging? Yes, you heard me. What are your thoughts about bragging, boasting? Research tells us that people brag primarily to manage impressions that others have of them, oftentimes seeking validation from others, looking to boost self-esteem. It's kind of a form of self-promotion to help signal status or competence. But oftentimes, as I think we can attest to, it backfires and it simply annoys people. But there is a bragging that is okay, maybe even encouraged. Bragging about our grandchildren, that's something that we do. I think that's normal and can be very genuine. And today's message is, I think, a special kind of bragging and boasting. It's akin to what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He says this, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Indeed, boasting in the Lord. We're going to take a fresh, I hope, look at Psalm 23, the most beloved psalm. That psalm begins with very, very familiar words, and I think that the tone, if you study the original of Scripture, is a bit of godly boasting. David is boasting in the Lord when he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You may think of it this way. David was a nomadic shepherd, something I think very few of us have much experience with. You might imagine David out in the fields at night before the time of artificial light that gets in the way of our view, and he looks up at the sky at the vast array of stars in this huge universe that's been created by God and by Jesus there at creation too, and he says, look who my Lord is. It's the one who created all of that. Out of everything that could lead me in this life and oftentimes lead me astray, look, everyone, who my Lord is. It's Jesus, the Lord. It is the one who is the Creator. And that is something wonderful to boast about. Look who my Shepherd is. Of course, you and I embrace these words as well. 21st century Christians, even though we look up in the sky, sometimes that artificial light gets in the way, but we can look up in the sky and we can exclaim right with David, in the whole vast array of all that God has created, look who my shepherd is. Out of everything that can misguide me and mislead me in this life, I have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of the universe as my shepherd. That's something to brag about. Look who my shepherd is. The bragging, though, continues throughout the psalm. Verse 3 says this, He restores my soul, He leads me in paths of righteousness. Our good shepherd that we brag about, he is the perfect GPS. Global positioning system, what we use in our cars these days. We plug in an address and it gives us turn by turn. It's usually pretty good. Although, there's one place out here in the employee parking lot, if I listened to it, I would be going in circles all day long. It isn't perfect. But God is the perfect guide. If you take this back to the nomadic sheep herder, you would learn, especially if you study a book like The Shepherd's Look at the 23rd Psalm by Philip Keller, that sheep left to their own devices, they will graze the same path in the same grassy area, the same pasture, over and over again until there's nothing there to nourish them. They need the good shepherd to take them to places where they can receive nourishment. I wonder, can we relate to this in our walk of faith? Do we ever find ourselves maybe grazing the same path in life? Maybe even that idiom, we feel stuck in a rut, can't get out. This often happens to us, I think, when we do things the same way, making little progress because that way that's not working is what we're familiar with. God calls us to step away from what our familiar sinful nature might grab hold of. Repent of that, turn away from that, and hang on to God's ways, giving up our control of the agenda that we have for our life to hang on tightly to the agenda that He has for us. Serving Him, serving our neighbor. We look for the Spirit's leading so that we too can exclaim with the Good Shepherd, look who my GPS is. Look who's leading me. Look where He's leading me to green pastures of nourishment, forgiveness, and peace. We can say, hey everyone, look who my shepherd is. And it continues in the psalm. Verse 5, you anoint my head with oil. You might be wondering, well, what could that mean for us today? I haven't anointed my head with oil lately. Stay tuned. If you were a nomadic sheepfold herder, you would realize that placing oil in the nostrils and the ears of the sheep was a way of keeping harmful parasites away. It was helpful to keep the sheep healthy, to protect them from outside influences. How about us? When we think about our walk of faith, do we need a good shepherd to protect us from outside influences? We most certainly do. We need that oil of protection, the presence of the Holy Spirit in and around us to protect us from all that would draw us away from leaning into our Lord and trusting Him. And when we realize that protection, we can say, hey, everyone, look who my shepherd is. It continues. Later in that same verse, verse 5, the psalmist David, he writes by inspiration of the Spirit, my cup overflows. What a wondrous term. A familiar term, but it's rooted in the culture of those days where a cup overflowing meant something a little bit different than what we might think of. In our way of life, we might think of the Thanksgiving table all perfect and everything looking beautiful, and maybe a little child bumping his or her glass and the contents go flowing and everyone is scurrying to try to make it look nice again, and maybe there's even tears shed over it. That's not the picture that David is alluding to. In that culture, if you came to eat at my house, and I walk up to your cup, and I keep pouring it and pouring it and pouring it until it overflows, that's no reason to cry. It's a reason to rejoice. It means you are welcome here. You're family. It means in our day-to-day vernacular, take off your coat and stay a while. You belong here. And so it is in our walk of faith, when we think about what God has done for us and the gifts he's given, we might think of that day that the cup overflowed on our heads, the waters of baptism, and our Lord saying, you're mine, stay with me. We might think of those days that we gather around this table and we receive the body and blood of our Lord, and we might think of our Lord pouring that cup to overflowing as we receive that wine on our lips. You are mine. Stay with me. You're family. Take off your coat and stay a while. You are welcome here. Indeed, that's something to boast about. Hey, everyone, look. My shepherd is. And then finally, Psalm 23 teaches us a little bit about looking over our shoulder. Not sure I like that phrase so much. If you tell someone, hey, I feel like I'm always looking over my shoulder, that's not a good thing. That means you're kind of afraid that somebody is after you. But the psalm uses that in a different way as well. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The shall follow in the English loses a little bit of its emphasis. It means to hotly pursue, like a hound after a rabbit, but not to harm me, but to bless me. God's goodness and mercy are after me and after you throughout our whole life to do us good. What that means is, when I wander, like that one sheep of the 100, the good shepherd sets aside the 99 and comes after me. He follows me. He chases me. He even, you might say, if you understand it correctly, hunts me down, but not to hurt me, but to save me and to bless me. Hey, everyone, look who my shepherd is. Hey, everyone, look who your shepherd is. John 10 continues the theme. Jesus makes it clear that the good shepherd of Psalm 23 is none other than he himself, the second person of the Trinity. He tells them that strangers, they would not listen to because they would not recognize his voice, but the sheep, us, we follow the voice of the shepherd. So important that we hear his voice often and regular, and so know that voice of Jesus. And then Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep. Out of the culture, sheep would often be brought into the city and placed in kind of an open-air cul-de-sac. It would not have a roof, but it would be kind of hewn into a cave, and there would be one place where there was entry, and that's where the shepherd would station himself. He would be the door. So it is with our good shepherd. He is the door. It is through him that we gain access. We don't do it through our own effort. We don't do it through our own accomplishment, but in Jesus, the one who said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. What words of comfort. And he came to give us life and give it abundantly. So I know this day has much to say about that theme of Good Shepherd. It's often a day in churches to recognize those who do shepherding-type ministry, maybe Stephen ministers, for example, or others who do caring ministry informally, neighbor to neighbor. It's a great day to give thanks to God for all who provide that kind of support. And it's a good day to remember that even though Jesus, being our good shepherd, is a very familiar theme, and even though Psalm 23 might be the most known psalm in all the scriptures, that does not make it in any way insignificant. It is, over and over again, refresh itself among us, that it has new life among us and new understanding and application. And you know, I can think of no better way to continue to breathe life into that very familiar theme than to have us, God's people, walking around and saying, "Hey, everyone, look who my shepherd is. It is the Lord." And to this, all of God's people say, Amen.